one that comes out of it. Aleph, two lines before the white lines. Toshma. Mishaholach in the Medina Siyam. Misha Tevas Mazonis. We have a price. The person goes to Medina Siyam and his wife is being Tevas Mazonis. A Bezin Yardel and a Chosov. A Bezon and Mufarnas and Lishta. So Bezin will take from his property to give support to his wife. Avaloy Bonabu Benoisov. Not his children. Well, the Dabaracher, not for something else also. The Mor is going to ask, what is this Dabaracher? Bottom of the page. Okay. But what you see over here is, for our purposes, in our machlok is before between Rav and Shmuel. The Shmuel says, ain't Pesach Mazonis, and the Brisa says that we are Pesach Mazonis. So Amar Sheshes, B'masha es Ishta Ayane Shlish, that he made an arrangement before he left that somebody is going to take care of providing for his wife, you know, arranging his affairs to provide for the wife. And now that person has stepped away, so Bezdin will step in that situation. So even though normally we're either worried about the possibility of Sorori, but obviously if there was, he would not have arranged for an apichopas if there was Sorori. Alternatively, if he had told her, again, he would not have arranged for an apichopas if that were so. For the fact that he arranged for an apichopas, it means there's no reason why we shouldn't be supporting his wife. So if the apichopas would, for whatever reason, step away, the Bezin would step in and do this. So Mora says, if we're saying that, we're talking about, not that we're saying a general rule, we're talking about a specific case. So why isn't the parallel case that the children are the same thing? He arranged for his wife and for his children. If you're making an akimta, make an akimta. The more answer is, kishihishra lezu below the hishra lezu. No, he did not arrange for that. So Mora says, my paschal, why would we assume that that's the type of arrangement he would make? That, you know, why would you divide it like that? Okay. Elomer Papa, so therefore the more it moves away from Rav Sheshes is Pshat, and Rav Papa has a different Pshat. So case was that we have an Erech that the husband died. So he, the wife, the boy is in Suve, Beir Echad, Motzi Mintzavi, if she'd want to get married based on Eir Echad, Mazoni Nama Yavin Alo, so she gets the right to get Mazonis as an Almona, based on, like any Almona, with the general rule of whether you, our discussion, our Mishnah, whether you need a Shur or not. But she's now being dealt with as an Almona, because if we're giving her the right to get remarried, we're going to give her the other rights as well. But Barav Benoisov, the boy the meches the nuchas of Erechad loy motzi nachsi. But the children may not enter into Yerusha and take over the property of the father based on the Erechad. So vis-a-vis the woman, we give her the husband the status of being that he had died to allow her to remarry, but vis-a-vis the children, we do not give the father the status of that he died to allow them to take the property. And therefore, since the boy the mechas and the chos of berecha lo motzi nachsi, mizoni nami lo yabin lahu. So we don't give mizonis either. So just the chesh on the Gemara, when he's alive, like the point of the Gemara, the Gemara before was that over a certain age, he has no, there's no responsibility of supporting, and the children would have to take stock of. We do have certain commitments that he makes for the children, for the daughter specifically, after he dies, they have a right to get support. So that is part of the Tanai Ksuba. But this part of Tanai Ksuba, it's not going to go into effect. Because visiting the children, it's like he's still alive. So they have no way to collect the money. Okay, versus my Debar Acher, it says that Bezim will give Mizonos and Parnos, which means clothing, but not for the children and not the Barakher. My Debar Acher. The husband has responsibility to provide takshitim for the wife, but not in this situation. We don't go into the property of this man to give stock of. More says man number takshit that we don't take from the property to give takshitim. Kolshke in stock of, for sure we don't go into the property of the man to give paid stock of. But the Mandamra Tzaka, the Mandamra says that we don't go to the property to take from the property to give stock to other people, but we do take care of the woman's needs. But we would take from the property of the husband to give her a takshit. We assume that the desire of the husband is his wife should look presentable, that she shouldn't look maneuverable. Rashi says that tafshitim it's referring to the psalmim that maintain a nice smell. So he would not want his wife to be in that situation. So we have to assume that we can take from the property to give for that as well. Toshma. Hayavaba. Gimel Chadashim, Rabbi Shalom Nizadis Mishal Balva. The first 3 months since she's awaiting Yibum. So for the first 3 months, he can't do Yibum. So during the first 3 months, he can't do Yibum, so she gets supported, like any almana, she gets supported from the property of the husband. But Mikan Ve'elech, just like a woman who is, once she remarries, she has no right to Mizonos. So this woman did not remarry yet, but she's in a state of awaiting Yibum. There's somebody waiting to take her. So therefore, she doesn't have a right to the Mizonos of the husband yet. But since the Yibum has not taken place yet, the Yavam does not have responsibility. A woman, who remarries does not get Mizonos from her first husband. As much as a Yavama is awaiting Yibum, so she's connected to somebody else, so there's no halacha that the property of the husband supports her. On the other hand, the Yavam did not do Yibum yet, so he's not chayav in Mizonos either. So in Mizonos, Lomi Shabala, Lomi Shal Yavam. Omer Bedin Ubarach. If, however, she went to Beis Din to try to force the Yavam to do something, either that gives the Yibum or Chalitza. Ubarach, and now the Yavam, because he did not want to be in that situation, Beis Din forcing him to do either Ari Yibum or Chalitza, he ran away. Nezeres Mishal Yavam. So she gets supported from the Yavam. Okay. So here we have a case where we're going to get support from the Yavam. Zemora sees that as a kasha in Shmuel. I'm in the Shmuel. No, the Ma'anechah Shlom. Why shouldn't we give her Mizonos from the Yavam? What would be worried about? What type of things are you worried about? Ma'anechah Shlom Lahai. Imishum Tzrari. They have not had a relationship yet that he would feel a need to give her tzrari before he runs away. The case of the husband who's alive, where the husband has a shibud on her ma'asei yadayim, So he said, well, maybe they had a conversation, and he told her, you keep your Maisa Yadayim, which I have a Shiba on, I have a right to get, you keep that, and I won't support you. But over here, she has no Shiba to the Yavim. So her Maisa Yadayim are irrelevant in the conversation. Whatever Chiyav the Yavim has as support is going to be a Chiyav. Till even though the Bezin is saying be kindness, and once he's kindness, he has the Chiyav Mazonis, and Bezin is giving him a Chiyav Mazonis before the Knesset because he should be doing Knesset instead of running away. But the Maisa, she's not Meshuvah, her Maisa Yadayim are not Meshuvah to the husband yet because there wasn't Knesset. So in that situation, Shmuel says there's no reason why she shouldn't get Mazonis, so she gets Mazonis.
With regard to the Yavama, if he does, clearly that's where she'll get her support.
She has to support herself.
So in no case does she remain receiving support from the husband, from the deceased husband's funds, except for the first 3 months.
I don't know. It's a good question. Does she revert back to the husband now that the Yavim has... The whole reason why she doesn't get from the husband anymore because she's attached to somebody. Once you remove that through the chalitza, so then she's like a regular mana. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi is Kubzayin and Aleph. The Vilod of Aracher. It's about 9 lines up. Before I should come out, the more is going to explain what the Aracher is. B'masha ish ta'yad eshlish. Hemin apichopis, the Zoyna, he arranged for an apichopis to support her. So he made arrangements with a third person over here, not himself, not his wife, but a third party, will come in and take care of her needs. Now he's pulling out. So the point over here is that in that situation, the Bezdin will step in. Why? The Hashtabadi, the story like a Lemaitre, so there's no concern of story if he hired this person or he appointed this person to take care of her needs. Obviously, he had not given her money for that. He had appointed this fellow for that. If he told her, you keep your own work and support yourself, he wouldn't be making an upper shoppers. So there's no, neither of the concerns which we had before are really valid anymore. So therefore, there's no reason why Bezin should not step in and support her. The Morris question was in probability, the same way he was supporting his children while he was here and his wife, and he appointed someone to take care of his wife's needs while he's away, we would assume he did the same for the children. The Morris says, no, he didn't. Where says my pasuk? My pasuk. Why do you divide it like that? The pasuk is to cut something in half. So why would you assume that that's the division that he? We're making if you're making the case of the Bryce is not a basic halacha. We're talking about a scenario in which something occurred. What occurred? He made arrangements for the wife, not for the children. Why would we assume that? Why would you divide like that? Yeah. So the racha means stalker. So ain bezin poiskin stalker l'niyam min chasa bezin will not make arrangements to take from the property of the person who's away to support the Neim. As much as Sharbani Huir, Poiskin Aleim Stalker. The Rashi adds a Kanech over here. We're talking about a case that all the people in the city are giving stock, so the children, the Liam, will be supported from somewhere. If nobody else has any money to give, it sounds like from Rashi, and he's the only source, and he has money, so maybe Bezim will do it. I don't know. I'm not sure where Rashi, why Rashi added that. Takshit is besamim liskashit ben ishtoi. It's besamim that she should present nicely. Shasha chadashim rishonim she'ena yichel lo lihinose lo lisiabim. So she can't marry out to somebody else. She can't do yibum. So then nizaris mishal bala. She gets support from her husband's estate. Amar b'din b'amar loy kenois echalotz. They told him, you have a choice. Either do yibum, be kind to her, or give her chalitza, but you can't leave her like this. Okay. Something more on Toshma. First word of the line, nine lines down. Ishishalokah he ubalo l'madinus ayam. The woman went together with her husband to Medina Sayyam. Ubos, she comes back. Vamra Mace Bali, she says, my husband died. Rotasan Yzernis, Rotasan Gaibak Subasa. So she has a choice. So the law is the same way in Echel is Neman to say that her woman's husband died. So the woman herself is Neman to say that her husband died. So she's believed that her husband died, she can remarry based on this. So she has the right to collect her ksuba. I think Beisham, I said over there that she gets remarried, she doesn't get her ksuba. Basila said, you can't do that, maybe the other way around, maybe. Basila said, the same way the guy, in regards to the Yerushim, she has no nemanas, so they do not get the Yerusha based on her testimony. Chazal made a takana that the woman should not be in the guna, but why should she get her ksuba? Same way they don't get the Yerusha, she didn't get her ksuba either. And the Mora said, but the Mora said back, you're going to create this scenario where nobody want to marry her, because you say, well, she can't collect the ksuba, means we're not really sure that she's dead. But by the way, it's okay to marry her, no problem. So you can't do that. So she's right to collect the ksuba. And, or she has a right to function as an almana and get support from the husband. Ramana Shach, if the husband's alive, she gets support. If the husband's dead, she gets support. Gershani Bali, if she comes and claims that her husband divorced her, Misvenesis, well, that's Ad Kadek Subasa. So she can take from the husband's property for support up to the value of the ksuba. It's not any worse than just collecting her ksuba over a period of time. But you see that she gets support. Why we're worried about, why are we giving her panasa? Why in both scenarios, whether she's claiming she was an almana or a grusha, why aren't we worried about sorori or timai siyadai from Zenosayev, the Tash and Shmuel? Hachinami, Kishishama Boshemes. We heard that the husband had died. So she really can function as an almana and collect her ksuba. Or if she get parnasa. She came along and said, Gershani Bali. So now, by doing that, my aunt collects ksubasa. Now, by the fact that she's saying she's divorced, if she kept, if she not said a word, we assume she's an almana and she gets support. As long as she sits in base battle, she gets support. It'd be for years. But once she said Kershani, so she said that there's a limit. The limit is up to the ksuba. Toshma. Ketzad Amru, what's the seder which Chazal has said about that? Me'anis ain't lot mazonis. That by a case of Mian, she doesn't have mazonis. So the question is, obviously, if they're there together and she's in my mind and she leaves, why should she get mazonis? And if they're together, where's the miyun? So what's the scenario? So maybe it means a woman who has the potential for miyun doesn't get mazonis. No, that's part of the arrangement. It's a kedushin d'rabbanan, but the arrangement is that he has to support her. That's the whole reason why they're marrying her. I mean, that's probably the reason they're marrying her off. So what's the case? He went to Medina Siyam. So she still has right to get support. But there's no support. So love sub achlo. So she borrowed money to be able to get what she needs. And omda umiyana. Then she did mir. So now when the husband comes back, he does not need to replay these loans because the miyun is Urka the Kedushin Lefreya, and he's not mechuyev to pay these money, pay off the money she borrowed for the mezonos, which he wasn't chayev. Okay. But meanwhile, the more says time of the miyun. If that's the scenario where the husband went to Medina Siyam, and we're saying that the husband's estate is responsible for her support, well, according to Rav, that's true. According to Shmuel, why do you say, well, maybe there's he gave her a tzori, or maybe he told her to see my shidai from his anasayach. So why does she have a right to get support from the husband's property? It's a kasha and Shmuel. No. What? There's no concern over here. What should we be worried about? Like we said before in Amud Aleph, that the husband would not entrust a large sum of money for her support to a young girl, a girl under the age of Bas Mitzvah, who's Roy for Miyun. He wouldn't do that because he's afraid that she would not take care of the money in a mature fashion. So now we're not worried about sorry. If you're asking a question, they may be told her, she has to agree to it. And Ktana Lusovka, usually the case of Ktana, the level of work that she does is not going to be sufficient for her self-support, so she would not agree to it. So the two potential concerns don't apply in this situation. Okay, so versus my Havia law. So do we have any type of a final decision over here on this issue of whether the Mechos Rav and Shmuel, whether you're pressing, when the husband goes to the Medina Siyam, are you pressing Mezenas or not? Because Rav Dibi said, "My sabal lifnei Rebbe, the Beis Shorim." There's a story which came to Rebbe when he was living in Beis Shorim. Pasul Mazonis. But he continues to lifnei Rebbe Rishmol, but Tzipari, but let pasul Mazonis. So we have the seemingly machlokes in Rebbe and Rishmol whether you arrange for Mazonis or not. So Toibor Rabbi Yochanan had found this to be something which needed clarification. He questioned it. Why would he say that? Like you said before, our Mishnah clearly says that mazonis that there is, the issue is just whether she swears. So Rav Shimon bar Abba said to Rabbi Yochanan, Kartigama Rabbeinu Shmuel B'Bavel, Shmuel in Bavel already explains the scenario was a scenario Kishama Vashemes that our Mishnah is tough, that which he has the right to get Mazonis is in a case where there was a Shmuel Shemes. So then, like we said before, the Tzrari shall address with a Shmuel either at the time of the Mazonis or at least when she collects Ksuba eventually. And see my Shadach Mazonisayach, that she has no Shibut. The Shibut ends when the husband dies. So the scenario which Rabbi and Rishmol are talking about, a case where we have no Shmuel, the husband dies, and there Rishmol says there's no Mazonis. The Mishmut says that there is Mazonis. The whole machlokes is in regard to the Shmuel. It's one case where we heard that we have a reliable source that the husband had died. So you're asking from two different cases. That's what Rishon Rabba said that Shmuel said. So Rishon is about to Rishon Rabba. Are we going to say such far-fetched explanations of history like Yehovah B'chaloyim is a history? We're going to be poster it. We're going to explain the case as such a outside case. No, it's not Mistabra. That's shot in the Mishnah. So Yerachon stood by his that the Mishnah would be in the case of not like Rav Shmuel. Kiyasa Robin. So that was
like
Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, Rishon says she doesn't get Mazonis. Rabbi Yeshua says she does get Mazonis. The Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, Chanan and the Bnei Kanam Gedolim. The argument is whether she swears or not. Every whole she gets Mazonis. Here Rishon says there's no Mazonis. So that was Rav Dimi's version of what had happened. Kiyasa Robin Amar Ma'aseh Bali Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua but loy pasul Mazonis. If they were Shmuel, but Tiferet Pasul Mazonis, he has the story the other way around. And I'm Rabbi Yerachon, my Mara Rebbe Shiloi Pasuk La Mazonis Pasuk La. The Holo Nechlu Kanan Bnei Kanan Gadol Melin Yeshua La Mazonis. You mean a lot? So he has the story backwards. Amalei Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba Kvartigam Shmuel BeBavel Kishashom Bar Shemes Amalei Pesisim Bar Kuli Hai. It's the same conversation, just switching the two sheetas. So we pass like Rav, and therefore we will give Mazonis for the Seish Azish. More makes a list of different hilchos over here, but let's leave it for tomorrow. Okay.